Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
As we heard at the top of the show today, a man suspected of being responsible for the bombings in Austin, Texas, has died as police closed in on his car outside of the city. In the small town of Garden City, Kansas, though, in 2016, things never got to that point. That's because FBI agents foiled a deadly bomb plot aimed at the area's Somalian community before anyone was hurt. And the trial of three men accused in that plot began this week. FBI agents say the men formed a militia group called the Crusaders and that they planned to attack a Somali housing complex just one day after the 2016 elections in November. All three of the men are charged with conspiring to use a weapon of mass destruction, and if convicted, they could face life in prison. Frank Morris is national correspondent and senior editor at KCUR in Kansas City, Missouri. Frank, good to talk to you.
Nice to talk with you.
Frank, remind us of the details of this alleged plot. What kind of damage were these three men looking to inflict, according to the government?
They wanted to level an apartment complex of eight buildings on the outskirts of Garden City, Kansas, a town of about 24,000 people. They talked about different ways of doing this. The most elaborate one was to bring in four van loads of explosives, park them at the corners of the vehicle, and target the charge toward the center. And then they were planning, allegedly, to shoot anybody staggering out of this enormous explosion they were hoping to touch off. This apartment complex has at least 120 people, mainly East African immigrants.
And what have prosecutors said was the motive here? What were these men trying to accomplish by targeting the complex in this way?
These guys just hated Muslim immigrants and abused them, especially women, whenever they got a chance. The leader of this group, Patrick Stein, just routinely referred to Muslim Somalis as cockroaches, famously said the only good Muslim is a dead Muslim. So this was raw hatred as a motive, allegedly.
Now, the plot never came to fruition. It was foiled by the FBI. How did they stop it?
Well, interestingly enough, there's sort of three men in this so-called militia group, the Crusaders. There was a fourth Crusader, and that was someone who was an acquaintance of Stein's, who immediately, as this plot started to come together, notified the FBI, became a paid confidential informant, and wore a wire, recorded these conversations for months. They'd have these meetings once a week or so. And so that person arguably risked their lives to stop this plot from taking hold. That person eventually introduced an FBI agent posing as an underworld crime guy who was going to get them machine guns and high explosives, and eventually sort of led Stein through the end points of the plot. And then one of the Crusaders was arrested for domestic battery, and that sort of hastened the end of the plot. The FBI was all over this plot long before it ever would have been executed.
So it sounds like after a certain point, this was sort of what we think of as a stage-managed plot once the FBI had infiltrated this group. Frank, Garden City is one of three towns in the area with large immigrant populations. Listen here to Mbio Farah, an 18-year-old Somali immigrant in Liberal, Kansas.
This is the place. It used to be the place, but now it's a ghost town. There is no one here. It used to be really beautiful, have all this African lightings and have someone standing here dressed in their African clothing just to welcome you, say hi, give you a candy or something if you have a kid with you, but there's no one here now.
Frank, can you talk about the effects of this case on the area, on its Somali population, and the people who may have been targeted here?
The first thing about this Somali refugees is virtually all of them fled civil war in Somalia, and a lot of them spent time in refugee camps in between leaving Somalia, coming to the United States. So it was really traumatic for them to find out that some guys hated them enough just on their face to want to kill them. That triggered some ancient, old feelings with these folks. It was very traumatic. But the effects have played out differently in different towns. Liberal is maybe, ironically, maybe the most conservative of these three towns. And two of the guys involved in this plot, allegedly involved in this plot, were from Liberal. So the Somali community there there's been an exodus of Somalis. And Ambio was one of the, she says, 16 Somalis left in town, was talking about an African grocery store, downtown Liberal, that used to be thought of as kind of Somali Junction. There was an apartment building full of Somalis. There was a mosque right down the street. That's all emptied out. However, in Garden City, the town that was where the plot was supposed to take place, where the explosion was supposed to take place, the Somali community is actually larger than it was before. People from Liberal, some of them moved to Garden City. Garden City made a really strong effort to reach out to people. Before the plot was announced to the media, the leaders, the sort of tribal leaders in Garden City knew about it because the police chief, Michael Utes, made sure they knew about it so that they would feel a little bit more secure. And also in Garden City, there was a huge public outpouring of support for these immigrants. People of, you know, various races, all kinds of races, walking up and down the sidewalk, holding signs, "We love you, you know, Garden City, the world grows here," over and over again. Not just one, several of these demonstrations, tons of meetings. So the Garden City handled this very, very proactively. And because of that, you know, while people are still nervous, they feel threatened in a way that they didn't realize they were threatened before, they're more secure in Garden City.
Three men who allegedly called themselves the Crusaders and targeted an apartment block housing Somali refugees in Kansas on trial for weapons of mass destruction. Frank Morris, national correspondent and senior editor at KCUER in Kansas City, Missouri. Frank, thank you.
Nice talking with you, Todd.